Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Yes, I was gone for 2 weeks, and what about it? You know, it's so funny. When I talk about happiness and sustaining happiness, one of the things that I've been saying for years and years and years is to follow your inspiration. And when, you know, I don't do the shoulds, well, I should do or make a list of goals, but I definitely act on my inspiration. And when I'm inspired, I act, and when I'm not inspired, I don't. And for the last couple of weeks, while I was out of town and a couple little medical challenges, and so I wasn't inspired to have a show, so there. But I did miss talking to you. I did miss talking to my audience, and now we're back. Reality Spirituality Radio. What the heck? Ooh, Rebecca, a happiness specialist. Well, for my new listeners, because we get new listeners every week, my listeners that have been around for a while, you can use this time to get up and get something to drink or write out the grocery list. But I just want to share, especially with new people, because I never know when someone that has never heard the show before is listening. And so that's one of the reasons why I like to do a really quick introduction and a background of what Reality Spirituality, what this show is all about. And who am I? And how can I claim to be a happiness specialist? All those questions. So I like to give a little brief introduction. And the answer to that question, Reality Spirituality, well, it's a show that talks about how to maintain and sustain happiness regardless of what happens to you, regardless of what happens to you in your life, regardless of what's going on, regardless of the stories. Happiness is a practice skill. So on this show, on Reality Spirituality, what I share is what to practice. It's a simple, easy concept. However, it is a challenging practice. Like anything else, when there's something of value, something that is worth something to you, of value, having peace, being happy, if that's of value to you in any way, and after ways, shape or form. Shout out to Phil Hendry. Having any way, shape, or form, you are serious, and when I say serious, I mean serious about wanting to experience more happiness on the journey. Because this is it. This is one journey we're on in this particular time and space. One journey. So how do you, and even if you are interested in feeling happier. And when I say happy, I'm talking about an internal state of being, a state of being, a state of mind. It has nothing to do with what's happened. It has nothing to do with a happening, an event. You received something, you were gifted something, you got something, you were promoted. Nothing to do with any of that. This happiness is an internal foundation. When they say happiness is an inside job, they're not kidding. it is an inside job. So it doesn't matter when you are, when you practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, when you practice what, when you practice behaviors that add to your happiness and you eliminate the behaviors that are subtracting from your happiness, guess what? You are going to feel, be happier. And when I say happy, I'm not talking about, oh, I'm happy. I'm really talking about an internal peace, an internal state of mind, an internal being, an internal foundation where it doesn't matter what's going on outside, in the outside world. It doesn't matter that a tornado hit. It doesn't matter that I'm in the middle of the storm. It doesn't matter that I'm challenged. None of it matters. What matters is the connection, and what matters is the trust, and what matters is, are you committed to your vibrational? Are you committed to the energy you put out and your vibration in any moment? Because we all are energy, and we can feel, you can feel the difference between your different emotions, feeling a certain way when you're agitated, irritated, angry, mad, sad. You can feel the difference, and when you're those feelings, and when you're when you are at peace with yourself and the world, there are there is a difference between. You can just you can take a breath. You can feel when you're connected, when you feel close. They say either close to God, close to the universe. You can use whatever term you want: universe, God, source, higher power, spirit. It doesn't matter to me. It's the same. It's describing the same entity. When I say happiness is a practice skill, I can't say that any clearer, and it cannot be any more truer. The happiness, the feeling of peace, that feeling that everybody is seeking. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You're looking for, searching for a feeling, wanting to feel a certain way, wanting to feel a satisfaction, wanting to feel a balance, wanting to feel a connection, wanting to feel a purpose, wanting to feel that relationship, wanting to feel the relationship with the universe. That feeling, you know, we've all had it. We've all had it in one or more, plenty of times. And so it's that feeling that I talk about sustaining. And it, when I say it's a practice, it is a practical practice. Happiness is a practice skill, and when you commit to the practice, and it is daily, it is every in every moment, when you make a commitment and you start to practice and you are focused on and committed to, guess what? You are going to feel. You are going to feel. When I say happiness, let me interchange that with peaceful. It is a peace that comes over you, and it doesn't matter what happens throughout the day. It doesn't matter what happens in life. There is a peace that stays with you. It sticks with you. It's there. There's no getting around it. You can't get rid of it if you try. And so it's just acknowledging that, number one. Connecting to that, keeping that line of communication with yourself and the universe open at all times. So the practice, again, is eliminating the behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness and then cultivating the behaviors that have been established that are going to add to happiness. So let me ask you a few questions. This is just a really quick before we get into the topic of the day. And the topic of the day is between the gaps, finding happiness between the gaps. And what do I mean when I say between the gaps? Well, we all know we've all experienced the highs in life, and we've all experienced the lows in life. all of us, the highs. And the highs aren't the highs easy to experience? Aren't they the best? The highs in life, the woo, the excitement, the things where that we're really happy and everything is it seems to be going our way and happening the way we wanted it to happen, or maybe it's just a surprise, but I don't have to explain the highs in life. And I also don't have to explain or define the lows in life. So it's very easy to recognize, talk about the highs in life. And it's fun, it's exciting, it's invigorating, it's woo-wee, guess what happened? Oh, yay! Applause, applause, applause. That's easy. And the lows in life, I mean, come on. Even moi, the world's only global happiness specialist, talking about the lows in life. So we all understand, we all are very familiar with the highs in life, and we're all very, very familiar with the lows in life, highs and lows. But the question is, today's show is about what happens in between. What happens in between the gaps of high and low? And the reason why I asked that question, what happens in between, because it's constant talk. Anybody can do the highs, right? Anybody can be excited and happy and smile and jump up and down when the team's winning, right? When we're winning. And, of course, we all recognize and we all feel and we all know how that feels to have the low side of life, meaning that when we're the most challenged or the life is not going, in other words, we're going to the store and all we're seeing on the shelves is lemons. So I'm talking about the lows in life, you know, when things don't seem to, quote-unquote, be going our way. The job we didn't get, the relationship we don't have, the weight that we're not, the finances, all of it, just throw it all into the box. Those kind of times, the most challenging times, the highs and the lows in life are very, very easily defined, very easy to recognize. My question and the topic of today's show is, what happens in between the highs and the lows in life? How is it possible to sustain happiness when the mundane, if you will, and I'm using that label just for a description, because there really isn't anything mundane about life when you think about it. I don't care if you're stapling two pieces of paper together. When your focus and your perspective is rooted in peace and rooted in wanting to experience the beauty and feeling grateful for all of life's challenges, or scratch that challenge, all of life's experience, including stapling two pieces of paper together and or doing laundry and or going to the grocery store. I'm talking about what happens between the highs and the lows. You know what I'm talking about, the times where people say, I'm bored, right? We've heard that. You know what? I have to monitor myself because I know I'm getting off the topic for a second, but this, you know, I went to Toastmasters or was a member of Toastmasters for about 2 or 3 years. And in Toastmasters, one of the things they teach you is how, when I say how to speak, it's really how to speak without fillers and how to carry on a conversation. And I got that part, but some of the words in between, the words actually, the words that being said, basically, right, when I catch myself speaking and using fillers, I always have to give, it's just a very slight little tap and a reminder. So I was saying right a lot, which is a filler word, and of course I've gotten way off a topic, and thank you for sticking with me, unless you said, she's going off on a tangent again, and goodbye. Back to the topic. Between the gaps, thank you for listening to that, my dear audience. between the gaps. What happens between the highs and the lows? How do we feel at peace and connected when we're in the middle of doing the mundane, routine chores of life? And it always comes down to, and the answer is, what happens between the highs and the lows is, as you and I know, is not under our control. Even the highs and the lows is not under our control. But what is under our control is what we practice. And when I say what is the practice, the questions become that only you can answer. One of the questions is, do you trust that everything that's happening to you is happening for your betterment? In other words, it's happening for your growth. It's happening for your expansion. It's happening to serve you. Whatever you're experiencing, it's happening to serve you. Now, when I ask these questions, your answer can only be yes or no. There's no, well, sometimes it serves me, sometimes it serves. No, it's either a yes or a no. And the reason why I really am a stickler about answering yes or no because of clarity. When you stay in a place of probably, maybe, sometimes, then you're living on the fence. So the clarity is to find the truth. And that's why I say it's either a yes or a no. So the question is, do you trust that everything that happens to you is happening for your betterment? That's a question that only you can answer, and it's a question that's either yes or no. So it's the same as, do you trust that the universe has and always will have your best interest in every single moment? The universe has your best interest in every single moment. The other thing is, another question that I have for my dear audience is, do you believe that whatever happens, whatever is happening in perfect order? In other words, there's no way to put the cart before the horse. Things are unfolding. It's like anything in nature. If you plant a tree or you plant a rose bush, it doesn't just grow and sprout award-winning roses. Why am I fumbling over just planting a rose bush? Excuse me. Planting a rose bush. So things don't happen overnight. And the question for you is, are you patient with the unfolding? Are you patient? See, only you, do you practice patience? And do you practice patience in every moment? That's either a yes or no. So the other question is, if you're having a moment, and between the highs and the lows, the questions all have to do with the gaps between the highs and the lows. If you are experiencing a moment, and say you are not really, you're resisting the moment. And we all know what that feels like. We all know what I'm resisting a moment feels like. That means that, you know what, I'd rather something else be happening. It's very simple. I'd rather something else be happening. And so when you experience that, thinking that you'd rather something else be happening, are you able to very quickly, very efficiently, very timely, are you able to come up with another perspective? The only reason why I'm suffering in a moment that I don't approve of, would rather have something else happen, the only reason is because I'm sticking with one perspective. I'm only focusing on one perspective. That's it. So when I know that I'm I know that I'm stuck, me personally. I know I'm stuck when I can only see one way, one point of view. And when I can only see one point of view, I know that I'm not practicing, changing, or adding to, or finding another perspective. But one of the things that I practice always in between the gaps of highs and lows, is finding different perspectives to a variety of things throughout the day. And when you practice finding other perspectives, guess what? When you need it, see, when I say happiness is a practice skill, it really is. And when you practice, when you need it, you're not reaching for it. You're not all of a sudden trying to, well, I've got to practice being okay with uncertainty now. No, the practice is constant. You will never be bored when you begin to practice every day, adding to the behaviors that are going to add to your happiness. Okay, so hold on a second. Let me just go back to my questions. Okay, we all talked about adding to practicing different perspectives. Okay, here we go. This is another thing that's between the gaps. Between the gaps of high, between the gaps of low, between some feelings of excitement, feelings of woo, 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 and feelings of, oh, gosh, nothing is going right for me in this life. I'm talking about, this show is about what happens in between. And so the other thing that I want to share is in between when we are challenged with something that we would rather not be challenged with. You know what I'm talking about. You know those moments of, oh, when your practice is put to the test, when you practice trusting, when you practice letting go, when you practice surrendering, when you practice knowing that everything that is happening to you is in order. You know when that happens? The other practice is taking this life, taking situations, putting a label of serious or any importance on it. And, you know, I had a conversation with someone the other day, and we were having a debate between being silly and serious. And I know, what are you talking about, silly and serious? Well, when I say practice, it's all about lightening or having your energy being a lighter vibration. You can feel the difference between a vibration that's heavy, and I've used this analogy of the water and the different forms of water, from being frozen to an ice cube, water that is flowing, and then also water that turns into steam after it's heated. So it goes back to the different states of water, which represents the different states of our vibration. And when you are vibrating like an ice cube, when you're vibrating that the frozen, when water is frozen, then there is little to no room for being flexible or open. It's more of it's a rigid vibration. So when I talk about between the highs and the lows, I'm really talking about a vibration, maintaining a vibration, and maintaining a vibration that the vibration of peace, and it has, you know, my point is when you're not feeling a high and when you're not experiencing a low, what do you do in between? Those in-between moments are very tricky, because the in-between moments can say, well, this is boring, or this, I'm not doing anything, or I'm not accomplishing anything, or what am I doing just sitting here? I'm just writing. I'm just staring at a tree for 15 minutes. And it's those in-between times, those are the foundational times. The in-between times are the times that you practice, that is the best time for practice. Because when you hit the highs and when you hit the lows, you go with a big bag of tools on your tool belt. There is no fumbling around for what do I do. And So when you do practice in between the gaps, in between the highs and the lows, when you practice committing to wanting to be happier, when you practice recognizing and knowing the difference between your universal voice and the ego's voice, when you practice and you know the difference between accepting yourself, accepting self, accepting others, that includes accepting the moments. When you practice living consciously, meaning you practice being aware in all moments of what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and it's not to judge what you're thinking or what you're feeling, it's just to be aware of it. You know, there's so many people that are moving about through this life with absolutely no awareness. It used to really frustrate me when I would meet people and they had no idea why they were behaving a way or why they felt a certain way. None. There's no class when we're growing up of self-awareness, how to be self-aware. There's no class. There's no class on how happiness is a practice skill. So it's really not our fault. But now that we're at this stage and we know what to do, the practice, we know the practice, which is self-awareness and also witnessing. One of the practices that I find myself doing a lot is witnessing what is happening to me, witnessing my day, witnessing my moments, witnessing as opposed to identifying with. See, there's a big difference between the ego when I witness my ego and I'm thinking I am my ego, or that voice, that critical voice of the ego or mind or whatever you want to call it, I am that. That's me. I identify with the ego. And the ego is not to be identified with. So the witnessing between the gaps is witnessing my ego and witnessing all the complaints of my ego. Oh, my goodness. My ego, if my ego didn't have any complaints, it wouldn't have anything to do. There's always a complaint. There's nothing ever goes right. There's nothing that is worthwhile. I mean, you know the drill. You know the words. You know the ego, and it's one purpose. And so the witnessing really helps. And when you practice witnessing the ego, and okay, look at what my thoughts are doing. Look at what my thoughts are saying. And look at how my thoughts are just running and circling and going, and they're all negative. Of course, they're all negative. Of course, everything's wrong. Nothing's going right. You know that state? Well, it really helps. The practice is just to step out of it, stand there and witness the thoughts like, and I've said this before, like you're sitting in the audience and you're watching a stage show, you're watching theater, and you're in the audience. What I do with my ego, it's very simple. I witness it. I don't identify with it. I witness it. And a lot of times, I talk back. I talk back to my ego. That's right. I say, I know who you are. I recognize it. Oh, bad news today? That's it? You don't have any more bad news? Oh, just three suitcases of negativity, complaints, bad news, expectations, just three suitcases filled. You don't have five? Because I can carry five. I've done it before. See, it's really about having fun, being light, being silly, even with the ego. Because what it all comes down to is your vibration. And are you vibrating? Are you vibrating an ice cube? Are you vibrating a flow? Are you vibrating light, steamy, and airy? It all comes down to your vibration. And that is the key. What is your vibration in any moment? What is your vibration between the gaps? The other thing that keeps the vibration light, the other thing that keeps the other practice is having patience. And I know we've talked about this a lot. And one of the most the biggest question that I get asked the most is, how long, Rebecca, how long did it take, does it take for you, or did it take for you to get to this state? And trust me, getting to this state, I'm still practicing. I'm still working. I'm still practicing every single day. It's a never-ending practice. But the thing is patience. And how patient are you? Because patience is a vibration, too. Patience is an energy, too. And you can feel the difference between feeling when you're patient and when you're impatient. And I don't know, because everybody is so different. I say we are as different as our fingerprints. I don't know. I'm not really sure about this next statement, but there, you know, this behavior, this being patient, some people are just impatient with everything. Some people can find patience with certain things. Say maybe there's a baby in the room, and then you automatically find some patience to hold the baby and play with the baby. So patience is another practice. And patience can be practiced all the time throughout the day, whether you're driving, whether you're standing in a line at the bank, at the grocery store. Patience. See, so you either are vibrating patience or impatience in any moment. And the patience also comes back to patience with self. And patience with the process. Patience with the process of life. Patience with the unfolding. What happens between the gaps? How about there's patience between the gaps? How about there is patience between the highs and the lows? It's really very simple. It comes down to you. It comes down to what you practice. It comes down to the person in the mirror. The other thing, now this is something else, that is going to add to your happiness when you are in between the gaps. It's going to add to your happiness. This is a surefire, I promise, it works every single time. But it's trust me, it's a habit. And it's a habit that I cannot find. It's very difficult to find someone that practices staying out of other people's business. You know what makes unhappiness? It's not really about what somebody else does or their you know, I used to do the, you know, the two parties, you know, talking about political parties, the two sides. It's really not about I'm on this side, you're on that side. It's about being concerned or noticing what side the other person is on in the first place. When you're in somebody else's business, when you're noticing what somebody else is doing, I can guarantee that unhappiness is right around the corner. Unhappiness is right around the corner when you are noticing or paying attention to what anybody else is doing, when anybody else other than that person in the mirror. If you are looking at, noticing, talking about what anybody else is doing, unless, of course, that other person is bringing a lot, is handing out daisies and flowers and cheery and happy. You know, I mentioned I was traveling the last couple of weeks, and after I picked up my car from the airport, and the lady, I know I'm getting off a little bit, and the lady in the toll booth that was collecting the money for the parking, you know, it was a long day traveling hours and hours, and I was really tired, and I drove up, and she says, hi, it was evening, it was a late night, yeah, I got in late at night, 10 o'clock in the evening, and I drive to the little toll booth, and she says, good evening, how are you feeling? And her energy was so uplifting and so joyful and so upbeat and so happy. Maybe she just started work at 10 at night. I had no idea. But her energy was infectious, and that's what I'm talking about. Your energy is infectious not only for you, but it's what you are contributing to the planet. Whatever you are vibrating is what you're contributing. So when I say that patience and having patience, and when I'm talking about that and being patient, it's not even about having patience. It's being the example of patience. The between the gap, what happens between the highs in life and what happens between the lows in life is a practice. And the question becomes, what are you practicing between those two states? Are you able to stay out of someone else's business? And when I say staying out of other people's business, the only reason is so that you will feel more happiness and you will feel more peace. It's nothing to do because we cannot control what anybody else is doing and or saying and or thinking. But what we can do is stay out of their business and know that the universe has a hand in their business too, has a hand in their life too, and they're on their journey too. And their journey has nothing to do with your journey. Somebody else's journey has nothing to do with my journey, meaning that my lessons are unique to me. My lessons, my growth, all of the things that I experienced growing up are unique to me. That's why I could say the word respect, and it would mean something different to different people. I could say the word love, and it means something different to everyone, because there are some people that love conditionally. Well, yeah, I'll love you when you behave A, B, C, or D, but don't behave G, F, and E, because then I'm not going to love you anymore. So there's even different definitions for even love. But for me, there is a universal definition. There is a universal definition for everything. And the universal definition for love is unconditional, meaning I love you regardless of what you're doing, and I love you regardless of what you're not doing. So that love is turned towards self. See, the self-love is loving and accepting self regardless of what you do and regardless of what you don't do, regardless of what happened in the past. It doesn't matter. The universe loves, the universe accepts all. Everything is happening under the sun. And when I say between the gaps, between the highs and the lows in life, what happens in between is all about what are you practicing? What are you practicing? The question that I can ask you is, are you letting go of the illusion of thinking that you have control over anything or anyone or anything or anyone outside of self? The in-between, the gaps, the in-between, the highs and lows of life, that is where the work is put in. That is where the practice is practiced. What? The practice is practice. That sure is state the obvious. When I say stay out of everyone else's business, I'm going to give you a quick challenge. I challenge you to not notice or purposely not notice, practice not noticing, paying attention to anybody else, and that includes the news, that includes your neighbor, that includes your coworker, that includes the person on the highway. We don't care about how they're driving. All of that, staying out of their life, staying out of somebody else's business, I challenge you just to try that for a week and then see how that feels and how that felt for a week, and see if you aren't lighter, and see if you don't feel more more flowy. Staying out of other people's business is huge because everybody is noticing what everybody else is doing. Everybody notices what someone else is doing. And the problem with that is when you do, you might as well just shoot yourself in the foot. What happens in between the highs and the lows in life? What happens in when I say in the gaps between the highs and the lows? What happens is whatever you're practicing. And when I say practicing, I mean, what are you eliminating? All expectations, all attachments, having preferences, trying to control somebody or anybody outside of yourself, taking anything personally, being critical of yourself or others, needing to be right. We already talked about impatience. So those things that I just mentioned, all of those behaviors subtract from happiness. Having an agenda, thinking that you're wasting time. You know, there's no such thing as wasting time. Time is infinite. But I know that the program is I'm wasting time. Now, the program is to sit and be in the present moment, all in it. And the present moment may feel like no stimulation, may not feel like a high, may not feel like low. The present moment just may not feel like anything descriptive. But the issue comes from we're not taught that doing nothing and just being okay in the beingness and being is good enough. No, there's got to be more. I've got to experience more. I've got to feel more. And I'm here to tell you there is nothing more. There is nothing more than just being. And feeling and being light with a light vibration, an open light vibration. That's it. That's the accomplishment. That's the accomplishment. It's not the New York Times bestseller. It's not the job. It's not the Mr. Right, Mrs. Right. It's none of that. It's being okay, feeling, being at peace with uncertainty, being at peace, feeling at peace in every moment in between the highs and the lows. Being at peace with all of it. It's a practice. And the practice is practiced by just a few. But the practice is very, very powerful. Because the practice adds to your peace. And what else is there? What else is there? What else do you want? What else would you want? You're at the end of the road. You're on your deathbed. What do you want? What are you really feeling? What would you really want to feel at the end? What would you really want to feel? Is it accomplishment, or is it peace? That question only you can answer. Well, what a great show today! I had a lot of people in the queue, and thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time when I'm inspired. Visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube, but, you know, I've got to add to them. I know. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week. And remember, happiness is a practice skill. Your experience in any moment depends on what you practice. Thank you for listening. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.